This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So we are live, everybody. Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is your host, Zachary Reality. We are here. Happy Friday. We have made it to Friday. I'm so excited for the weekend. Okay, you guys know why we are here. You know why we are live podcasting today. This is our last episode of our Traders After Show that we've been doing on my channel all season long. And I don't know, is it full circle that I'm here by myself today? Maybe. We will be interviewing Trishelle in a few hours, which I am so excited about. So definitely stay tuned for that. But we have got to talk about the finale because it was absolutely crazy. We had winners and we also had a reunion after. So we're going to break it down. We're going to get all into it. If you guys are just tuning in, make sure to give this video a big thumbs up. Go hit subscribe and make sure to leave your comments down below. So leading off things from last week, Phaedra, our queen, was eliminated. She was written down at the round table one too many times after lying to Sheree about being a traitor. I feel like they didn't talk about that moment enough at the reunion because it was so powerful and so emotional. I mean, between Phaedra and Sheree, so I don't know why they didn't talk about that at the reunion. But we did hear from Phaedra at the reunion, and she said that at that point in the game, she really liked everybody there, and she just didn't want to lie to anyone there. She was happy with the remaining players, and she was just ready to go. So it's not like she gave up. It's that she just didn't want to backstab her friends. She didn't want to backstab Sandra, and she didn't want to backstab Kate. And when it comes down to the final five like this, you're going to get backstabbed. I mean, did MJ get backstabbed? That is the biggest question of the night. Does MJ deserve justice? I think she does. And we are going to get into it. So our girl Phaedra left last week and we were down to the final six going into the finale. MJ, CT, Trishelle, Kate, and Sandra. We were down to the final five. Oh my gosh, five people left. Okay, so Kate, oh, six, because Sheree, sorry. I knew it was six. So Kate is the lone traitor left, and she has to decide who she wants to murder. I thought she was going to murder Trishelle. She doesn't like Trishelle. Trishelle's been getting on her nerves. I thought that Kate was definitely going to murder Trishelle. Didn't you guys think that? But then Kate was like, well, if I want to win this thing, which we didn't know if Kate really wanted to win. She said she didn't kind of care at the reunion, but she wanted to at least make it a little bit farther than she did last year. So she decided that she wanted to kill Sheree, which came out of nowhere. I feel like I didn't see that coming. She wanted to vote off one of the Bravo people because it would make her look safe. It would be like, oh, a Bravo person's not going to eliminate a Bravo person. And at that point, there was some suspicion on MJ. And there was a little bit of suspicion on Sandra. So, and CT and Trishelle are known faithfuls, but I think Kate's biggest mistake was voting off Sheree, if Kate cares. It doesn't seem like Kate cares that much. It doesn't seem like she's losing sleep over not winning. It's so different when you watch competitive games, and we talked about this at the reunion, Andy did. There's half the house that is there for entertainment purposes, like Larsa said, and there's half the house that are the gamers that are really there to play and stab you in the back and win. And I think that's what, you know, we kind of saw happen with the gamers who ended up winning. I'm not surprised, or am I? I'm actually pretty shook. I had no idea what was going to happen. I've been off. But I think Kate messed up because she voted out Sheree. And Sheree, I feel like, was just a very obvious faithful, right? She was, like, so shook with the whole Phaedra thing. I don't know. She should have voted off Trishelle or CT, because if Kate voted off Trishelle or CT, then it would have been a number for her to get to the end. So Pi says, who's tuning in, says, I get taking out one of the Bravos, but Sheree was a number for her, and you don't let CT and Trishelle get to the final together. Okay, this was the exact point I was about to make. Kate needed to break up the duo that was CT and Trishelle. They were sticking together until the end, And that's why I was so shocked. My face, if you look at my Instagram story, I was literally like, when Trishelle voted CT, I was so shocked that she did that. So at that point, Trishelle and CT are sticking together, right? And there goes Sheree. They go into the final breakfast, and now Kate is finally starting to get a little suspect. People are starting to think that Kate might be a traitor. Some people are thinking that Sandra could be a traitor. And some people are thinking that MJ could be a traitor. And maybe this is where the girls went wrong, because once again, they could have the numbers, because Sandra was a part of the Bravo Alliance. You know, she was Real Housewives of Survivor. So they should have not turned on each other and tried to vote out CT and Faith or Trishelle. The thing is, CT and Trishelle are just such obvious faithfuls, where like there was suspicion around the other three. There was never like suspicion, maybe there was with CT, but like everyone knew Trishelle was a faithful because she was trying so hard to get the traitors. Which is why I'm really happy with Trishelle's win, but I'm also a little disappointed. So we'll get into it. Pi says, agreed. Thank you. So there's like that long ass challenge. Was that challenge not so long? I don't care. What's the tea? I was getting ready because I went out last night for a little bit to an event. So I was like, I needed to watch it before I went out. Like, I just had to know what happened. And on the West Coast, we get it at like 6 p.m. on Peacock, because you get it at 9 p.m. in New York. But it was on at like 5:50. I don't know. I started watching it at like 5:57. I don't know why they put it out a few minutes early, but I was able to like watch the whole thing, hour and 15, and then left like 5 minutes later. So thank God I was able to see it. I was going to be so mad my friend was picking me up if I had to leave 10 minutes early. And it's so crazy because when I was watching the finale, I literally was like, this is over, right? Like the three of them are going to split it. Like this is over. Like the last 10 minutes is fluff. And then I kept watching and I'm like, wait, what? I was like so shook about how the last 10 minutes were so crazy. So crazy. Okay, so let's get back to the game, the finale. So the challenge is long. They win some money. They win like $208,000. So that's pretty good. And there is some suspicion going on in the house. And Sandra is throwing out Kate's name. Kate is throwing out Sandra's name. There was a conversation between Kate and CT where Kate told CT to vote Sandra. And MJ also was hardcore on voting Sandra. So like I just said, I think that Sandra, MJ, and Kate should have stuck together and broke up Trishelle or CT, but they didn't. So then it became a game of, is Kate going home or is Sandra going home? And the roundtable was a little tricky because it didn't seem like CT and Trishelle were on the same page. They were kind of like arguing a little bit, or Trishelle was just like a little shocked that CT was voting for Sandra, because I think Trishelle wanted to vote Kate. But they end up voting out Sandra. It was a unanimous vote. All four of them voted for Sandra. And I felt so bad for Sandra because she was a faithful. Sandra played such a good game as a faithful. But I think what sealed her fate is that she got really close to Phaedra during the last few days. And Sandra said that she has no regrets. She said at the reunion that her strategy was to get close to the traitors so that they protected her. Because she didn't have like, you know, she wasn't super tight with a lot of people. Like she had so many friends, but I guess, you know, she had the traitors protecting her. But at the banishment, they all voted for her. I felt so bad. She gave such a good speech at the end. Like, you knew, I thought Sandra was a faithful, but I get that Trishelle and CT did not want to gamble on anything. So that's where I'll give them some leeway as we keep getting closer towards talking about what happened. So Sandra says she's a faithful and Sandra's gone. I feel bad for her. She played such a good game. Pi says, I wanted Sandra to win. I was sad. Justice for Sandra. She played the whole game. She played all the way till the end. Ugh, what are you going to do? She's a 2-time Survivor winner. And they brought that up at the end like they even saw Survivor. MJ, you've never seen Survivor. That was kind of funny. When they bring up some points, I'm like, are people telling you like what you need to say to like get like funny one-liners? Okay, so now we're down to the final four, which is Trishelle, CT, Kate, and MJ, who looked fabulous at the reunion, right? So now they go to like the fire and the rocks, and they basically have to throw one rock in the fire to determine whether or not they think there's still a traitor left in the game. And MJ was like, of course there's a traitor because Sheree still got murdered. So they all put rocks in that they think there's a traitor except for Kate, which was so funny because that's just like, Kate was like, let's end the game.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, I guess that, like, they knew that there was a traitor left because they got rid of Sheree. So even if Kate made it, let's say, one more round, right? Like, she was able to, let's say she put a rock in saying there was a traitor and was able to convince them to vote someone else off. They still would have, like, then they would have had to miss a second time. And then it would have been, like, the final two. Because they would have tried again to get a traitor out. And then Kate, so Kate could have possibly won. But, like, she didn't really care to fight for it. It was also kind of obvious at that point. With her coming in halfway, her being a veteran from last season, Sheree actually made a really good point at the reunion when she said, I thought Kate came in as a traitor because, you know, she was a faithful last year and she was miserable. So why would she come back if she wanted to be a faithful again? So that was a good point. So they all vote out Kate, and it should be a victory for MJ, Trishelle, and CT. The three of them should win the show together, right? Right? Because they just got out of traitor. They're all faithfuls. Like, they literally did it together, the three of them. They, you know, MJ wasn't, like, in the alliance with Trishelle and CT, but, like, she still was a faithful, just like they were faithfuls. They still worked together inadvertently at round tables, getting out traitors. They still had the same goal in mind. You know, MJ deserved to win with the three of them. However, when they did the rocks, CT and Trishelle both put down red rocks, thinking that there was still a traitor, while MJ was ready to leave the game. So this is where it gets complicated, because I thought that if CT and Trishelle voted out MJ the first time when they wanted to end the game, because they didn't want to take any risks, they were the only people they trusted, that would have been more understandable. However, when they all had to vote, MJ was like, what the fuck? Who am I voting for? She ended up voting for Trishelle, right? CT voted for MJ. Trishelle voted for CT. That, like, what? Josh says they were like, I'm not sharing the money with MJ. But I don't even think it's about, like, the money. I think it would have made sense if Trishelle and CT voted out MJ and then won together. But the problem was Trishelle still tested out CT and voted for him. I don't know if she thought that MJ was going to vote CT or she thought it was going to be a stalemate and they were going to have a chance to re-vote and reconvene, but I did not understand or like why Trishelle voted CT, her best friend. Now, it was kind of explained in the reunion where there was some moments where CT, you know, was trying to vote for Sandra when Trishelle felt blindsided at the round table. Then there was the fire challenge when CT decided to save, who did he save, John instead of Trishelle, right? There was like two or three times where CT and Trishelle weren't on the same page and Trishelle did have little doubts in CT that really kept her paranoid and on her toes, where she couldn't even trust her own alliance. However, she said that after she saw CT's face when they were about to re-vote, that's when she realized that he wasn't playing her and that she does know him for 20 years. And that's when they decided to win together. Pi says, Trishelle had doubt because CT flipped on her. I just didn't think, like, CT, like, flipped on her that much. Like, even if CT wanted to vote Sandra, like, it doesn't matter because they're still voting someone else out that's not them. Like, I felt like CT was still loyal to Trishelle. He was just playing his own game. He was never going to vote Trishelle out or put Trishelle in danger. He just wanted to maybe target different people than Trishelle. And I love Trishelle, but I think one of her biggest flaws in the gameplay is that she was really, like, stubborn with who she wanted to vote for, and she would almost get mad and frustrated at her alliance members if they didn't want to vote for the same person, even if they had the same goal in mind to get to the end. There was just a different order. I just felt like Trishelle was being a little bit too controlling at times with CT and who they were voting. So I would have liked to see Trishelle and CT vote out MJ first And then I would have been so happy and over the moon and have been like, yes, challenge besties, Trishelle and CT, they did this together. They can't trust anyone. Then it would have been more admirable. But because they tried to get out MJ, and there is reasoning, and I just explained it, but I'm just saying my point of view that wasn't that. I just felt like it would have been more admirable if they voted on MJ first. And I just didn't really love how Trishelle voted for CT at the end like that. But it is traitors, and she tested him one more time. And they still were able to win together. I agree, but I think that's where her mind went. So that's what I'm going to pick Trishelle's brain about. As I mentioned earlier in the live, if you guys were not here, I am interviewing Trishelle today in a couple of hours. I am so excited. I have so many questions. I only have 15 minutes with her. She's going to be doing press all day. So it's going to be a quick interview. I'll be able to get it up on my podcast, on my channel, probably by 2:00. And I have so many questions. So it's going to have to be fast. I cannot wait to talk to her. Her doing that was great TV because MJ's face was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so let's kind of talk about the MJ of it all. So I thought she deserved more justice because she was a faithful. They got out Kate together. They did it, like I said. So, like, if they voted out MJ the first time, it would have been more understandable. But the second time, I really felt for MJ and I understood why she was pissed. She came to that reunion hot. She came to that reunion heavy. As she should. MJ is from Bravo. Her show has been off the air for a few years. Like, she has been waiting to get into it. She also was wronged in the game. She knows that they're making a TV show. Like, of course she's mad, and of course she's going to give us a show. I could not wait to hear what MJ has to say. MJ was my favorite part of the reunion. Well, besides Phaedra, because that's, like, not... Phaedra's the queen. But, like, MJ was, like, giving. Like, I wanted her to hear more, and I almost felt like people should have been more understanding and frustrated for MJ that she made it all the way to the end with them and was wrongfully voted out just as a faithful when there was literally no traitors left. There was no more traitors. So I felt like people should have been more understanding and apologetic to MJ at the reunion. I was kind of surprised that no one had her back. Like, what? Like, John was, like, defending Trishelle, like... all the gamers were defending Trishelle and CT because they were being a little insensitive. Like, you had to kind of pull out an apology for them, from them, you know? Like, they got blocked on Instagram. Like, CT was just being a little insensitive. He finally, like, apologized, but it felt like a half-ass apology. I just felt like, okay, fine. You want to, like, win together. I get it. But, like, MJ was a faithful. Like, I just felt like she deserved a little bit more grace. Justice for MJ. Seriously. So no one had her back. Where was all the Bravo people to have her back at this reunion? Someone should have defended her. But it is a game, and Trishelle and CT deserved to win. And I did see some comments saying that maybe, like, MJ didn't try hard enough, as hard as them. But, like, I don't think that's true. I feel like MJ fought really hard in every challenge. There was that one moment last week when she was running over the things, and it was just like she was going for it. But Trishelle was the ultimate game player. I mean, she discovered all of the traitors, which MJ really couldn't do. She kept getting fooled. Okay, so we can give those points. Right, I'm warming up. Trishelle did great in the challenges. She was the last person standing of the Peter Pals. Trishelle deserved it, and so did CT. CT was really likable. He was the last man standing when all the men were big targets and big threats. Like, I'm really happy that the two of them were able to win. I just feel a little bit sour to MJ. Let me know if you guys agree. Let me know if you guys agree. So that was the season. That was the show. It was really interesting to watch it because last season of season one was just really different with Suri winning and being able to fool everybody. But let's talk about the reunion a little bit. We got a lot of answers about some of the tea. Okay, let's go down the reunion. So Peter and Ekansu said that they are just friends. Tamara called them out and being like, your mom posted a picture. Just friends. Peter also made amends with Phaedra. He actually gave her a rose. He said, will you accept this rose? Phaedra was so excited because she's a huge part of Bachelor Nation. Bergy said that he has no regrets. He was just really excited to play the game. John had a lot of funny things to say. He was defending Trishelle and CT. He had, like, some funny moments with Parvati. Deontay, I'm glad that he came because he did kind of, like, leave the game because it brought up childhood trauma for him. So he just explains that he was really able to get so much out of playing this game that money and fame couldn't do. It was just the experience for him. So he got what he needed out of there. And he was really happy to be a part of the cast, even though he quit. Kevin didn't say much. But, you know, he was funny. Same with Sheree. She was really quiet. She didn't say much. Tamra was, like, pissed off at Phaedra for murdering her and murdering another housewife. And then she was kind of, like, stirring the pot when she could, just a little bit. Trishel and CT came in a little bit late, as well as MJ and Kate. They brought the final four in late. And I love how Trishel and CT won, but Phaedra and Parvati are still first chair next to Andy. Like, usually in Bravo world, like, being next to Andy is, like, the ultimate, like, prize at a reunion. It's, like, you're most involved. Sandra had a lot of interesting things to say. She really wanted to be a traitor, but she wasn't. She said that Kate should have picked her as a traitor, and that was Kate's biggest flaw. She said that she was really great. She was really happy to move forward with Parvati because they had some beef from Survivor, but they were able to just move forward with the help of Peppermint in an early vote. Peppermint did say that she was frustrated being eliminated first. You know, she knew being on the show that she was representing RuPaul's. She was representing the queer community, LGBTQ, trans. And she just really wanted more time to show people like that you can, like, that trans people are normal and that trans people can interact with other people. And, like, you know, she basically was saying that not everybody knows trans people, like, where they are. I'm in LA. I mean, I know so many trans people. But she's basically saying that she would have loved the opportunity to show so many people watching all over the world the true heart of a trans person and see a trans person play this game. So I feel bad that she was robbed of that opportunity. And I feel like at the reunion, since she was able to, like, explain that so well, that it definitely will touch a lot of people and, you know, spread awareness and educate people. Because Peppermint is fabulous, and I would have loved to see her play more too. But she did make one mistake at the beginning. She did make the mistake of slipping up. Remember, she was like, well, what if I was a traitor? Wait, never mind. I didn't mean to say that. So that was her flaw. And everyone just kind of ganged up on her. I don't think it was like a prejudice thing or a bias thing when they voted out Peppermint. I think Peppermint just kind of slipped up in the beginning and it was just early on. But justice for Peppermint. Johnny Bananas had some funny one-liners and he was just like giving his boy CT some flack as a joke because they're like besties. And he thought it was like full circle how he was eliminated first. And then CT and Trishel won the game because they're all from the challenge together. They're like the three challenge people. And he kind of asked Dan, like, why I was eliminated. Dan was, like, a traitor early on, so he said that he was just a big threat. And Janelle also gave Dan a hard time, saying that she would have been a better game player as a traitor than Dan. We got some Marcus and Larsa tea, because remember, they broke up. That whole thing happened on Instagram, literally, like, the day before, where they were, like, deleting each other on Instagram, and whatever, like, it was a few days before they filmed this reunion. And basically, Marcus and Larsa came to the show, to the reunion show, and said that they had a little hiccup. They had a little setback. They were moving things really fast and just needed, like, a break from each other for, like, a second. And now that they're back together, they're in a better place and they're in a good place. And they also believe that they were eliminated from the show because they were so outspoken and they were calling the traitors. I mean, Larsa and Marcus both clocked Dan really quickly. They both clocked Parvati. So it makes sense that they were eliminated early. I think a lot of the strong players were eliminated early. You can look at this whole row of Johnny Bananas, Peppermint, Marcus, Larsa, Janelle. Like, those are really smart, strong, outspoken players who weren't able to stay under the radar. And I think when you look at players who made it farther in the game, like Sheree, like MJ, like Sandra, who's really smart as a player, you can kind of see Phaedra, they stay low key for a little bit longer and then kind of sneak up on you. That's what Trishel's strategy was. You know, there is a way to play games like this, and you do have to be really quiet in the beginning because the loud people, the smart people go first. And then once you start playing, then you got to know how to play. We saw Peter when he started playing midway through, Trishel, all of that. Tamra, she played hard too in the beginning. So Parvati, you know, she didn't wear a headband for the reunion. We wanted her to see it, but I did love her outfit. I love how Parvati just, like, does not care what people think about her. Like, they were flashing back to a lot of, like, cringy moments where, like, Phaedra was reading Parvati for filth, and she's just like, LOL, like, I don't care. They flash back to a lot of the traitors moments, which were fun. Like, the Ekansu murder, just, like, the roundtable moments with Phaedra, Parvati, Dan all getting murdered. I feel like Dan realized that, like, Phaedra outsmarted him, but I also kind of felt like he was maybe not like realize he's like, every time I do it, every time I make a big move, it works. Like, this is the first time it didn't work. I was just like, I feel like he said that so many times. But this is a different game. He got outsmarted and outplayed. What are you going to do about it, right? It was a really good reunion. And at the end of the reunion, we kind of already talked about what happened with MJ and CT and Trishelle. So I'm interested to kind of see how they all feel about it. I'm sure they're all doing lots of press today, so I can't wait to hear some interviews. Oh, yeah, we have to talk about why Dan was the reason why Phaedra lost. Okay, so Phaedra was pissed at Dan. And Dan couldn't even tell if Phaedra was like just like doing it for the camera and the show, because even Parvati still stood by her, you know, housewives are performative, because Phaedra knows how to put on a performance. And then Andy was like, no, housewives are just like extra all the time. Like, that's just how they are. So I do feel like there was like a part where like the gamers were judging the Bravo people and the Bravo people were kind of judging the housewives, just because they do come from two different worlds. But Phaedra was pissed off at Dan, because Dan did not have to throw her under the bus. And I still feel like he didn't have to. But Dan like really just said that he felt like, because this is what has worked for him in the past, that he thought it was going to work. And I just feel like Dan maybe should have admitted more to Phaedra. But I guess he did apologize. But I guess he should have said like, it was a dumb move. Or did he say that? I don't know. He should have just said he should have never came for Phaedra. He should have tried to work with her. And Phaedra was really frustrated at Parvati and Dan, because they were like trying to plot her out for a long time. And she didn't even know until she watched the show that Parvati and Dan wanted her gone for a long time. And like, they couldn't get her out. So it's like, work with her. Phaedra had so many friends in the house, but she was still trying to work with Parvati and Dan. And they just were never really trying to work with her until Parvati had to. And that's why I feel bad for Phaedra and feel like she does deserve a little bit of justice, right? Because she was trying to be loyal to the traitors, even though she had so many faithful friends, but they weren't loyal to her. And they were not going to be able to get her out if they tried. So that's why Dan went home. That's why Parvati went home. Kate was able to outlast Phaedra, but I guess some of the clues on why people thought Kate was a traitor was because she got weird with Phaedra during the last roundtable. So maybe Kate was just not able to lie at all. It was weird when she called Phaedra selfish. Maybe she was really trying to separate herself from Phaedra, but I guess as a traitor, like, you need to stay consistent. And one of the reasons why, I forgot who it was, but someone called out Parvati, where they knew that she was a traitor because she was so like anxious all day. And then after the roundtables at night, she was so happy and excited. So somebody was able to pick up on her behavior. I think it was John who said that, where it's like, you have to have consistent behavior. And I was interested to see how MJ didn't even turn on Kate, because we saw when MJ went to that breakfast, she noticed that Kate's behavior and body language was a little bit different, but she was never even able to put the clues together. So it was interesting to hear that, and interesting to hear how some people were like, I don't care who's a traitor, I need to stick with my alliance and my numbers. Pi says, Dan definitely tanked her game, and he doubled down on his decision. I mean, everybody admitted that too at the reunion. Just Josh says, good point, they were kind of awful to Phaedra. Well, I don't say they were awful, but they just were really threatened by her because she's really good at the game. A lot of people at the reunion said that they never would have thought Phaedra was a traitor if Dan didn't do that. That was the biggest clue of them all. Because they thought Sandra was going to be Suri 2.0 when it could have been Phaedra. But I also think that Phaedra, you know, she didn't have to win. You know, there's some people like Trishelle and CT who are so competitive, and Sandra, like, they want to win more than anything. The Bravo people just, like, they're not going to, like, fight and backstep to win. They're just not going to do it. You know? Well, I guess that's the whole season and that's the whole show. If you guys are in the live chat and you have any more comments or questions before I head out of here, now would be the time to speak up so I can read them before I go. Tracy says, don't you think Alan should host Why Andy? So this is a good point. I feel like Alan would be such a good host of the Traitors reunion. Like, he would be so good. But I also feel like Andy is so good at his job. And Andy's just, like, equipped to do it. He knows how to do it. So I don't really care that much. The first season, I was actually mad that Andy was hosting the reunion, because I felt like he didn't really watch the show. Like, he said on Watch What Happens Live, like, a few weeks before that, like, he hasn't seen it yet. So I was like, this is so random to have Andy do it. Now it's just like, Andy's so good at it. It's just easy. He asks the right questions and he's just so good at the job. But I do think it would have been more fun if Alan did it, to answer your question. And I would prefer Alan do it, but I don't care that much. Like, the first season I care, the second season I'm like, whatever. Like, Andy's great at it. It would have been nice for Alan to do it. Just Josh says, fantastic finale. Thank you for the recap. Okay, thank you. Pi says, what time is your live with Trishelle? So it's not going to be a live. It's going to be recorded because she's doing press all day. So I'm like joining in that link. So I'm going to, it's at 12:30 and then I will upload it after. So hopefully I'll get it up by 1:30 or 2 o'clock, as long as everything goes according to schedule. I want to make it look, you know, kind of good for you guys. So it'll be up today. I cannot wait to interview her. I have so many questions and it'll be in 2 hours. So Celeste says, this season was so good. Peter Weber says he wants to see Hannah Brown in season 3. Ooh, I would love to see Caitlin Bristow on The Traitors from Bachelor Nation. I would love to see a Bachelorette, Rachel Lindsay. So many people would be so good on The Traitors. Maybe Matt James. I can't wait to see what happens. So at the end of the episode, Alan did say that season 3 was renewed and that it's going to be an all celebrity cast. So that is super exciting. I think some people didn't know if they were going to bring back fans or not, or new people to play the game. I do think that they should eventually do a season where it is all newbies. Like, maybe like after the show gets more popular, because I do think that'll be like really interesting, because the newbies will fight to win because they all need the money, where celebrities and reality stars are there to make entertainment and cinema, which they did. Great season. Shout out to so many iconic people on the show. They were so funny. I was laughing. I was so entertained. Ask her what she'll do with the winnings. Yeah, if you guys have any questions for Trishelle and you want to send me a DM, I did put a question tab on my Instagram story, but you can also leave in the YouTube comments. I mean, I'm going to ask her right away. I'm going to ask her, like, why she voted CT. I think that's my biggest question. Why did she vote CT? And just kind of, like, you know, where she's at with MJ since the reunion. Like, did she expect her to be mad? Like, does she feel like MJ deserves justice? I'm going to ask her about the Peter Pals. I'm going to ask her about how she survived everything, how she found the shields, maybe a little bit about her friendship with CT, how she, like, what is their true background on the challenge? Because I didn't watch it, and I don't know if everyone else did. Like, did they keep in contact for 20 years? Were they best friends? Just, like, a little bit of that background. And I want to tell her I love her, because I loved watching her on the show. I was just a little taken aback about her voting out CT at the end. And I need her to explain that to me, because I was just like, what? I know it was explained and I know I even gave her reasons, but I still, like, I just felt bad for MJ and the whole thing. It was crazy. Tracy says, we need celebrities and fans on the same show. This would be a must TV. They could do that. They should do an all civilian has and an all celebrity cast each year. So we get 2 a year. Yeah, that'd be fun. We'll see. We will see, but I hope that we find out soon. I don't know if we will, but I would love to find out the cast. I mean, I feel like they're going to film soon, but usually when they film, we don't find out the cast until, like, much later. So until, like, maybe it gets leaked, like, a month before they're ready to, like, start promoting it, or, like, a couple weeks, people start to get names and stuff. So we won't know for a while, but I just cannot wait to see the cast, because this cast is iconic, and I'm sure that they're going to top it next year or get another iconic cast. Pi says, Google their history. I was shocked, talking about Trishelle and CT. Yeah. Well, that's the ending. Like I said, overall, I'm happy for Trishelle. I'm happy for CT, but I think I would have been happier if they voted out MJ the first vote, or they won together as a threesome. So that's kind of where I stand on the reunion. Let me know your thoughts in the comments down below. Thank you guys so much for watching. Go check out my podcast with Ben Higgins. I just put it out yesterday from Bachelor Nation. If you guys have not seen or listened to that one, rate, review, subscribe. And I will see you guys later today for my interview with Trishelle. Bye, guys. Thanks so much for watching. See ya.